Dreamscape presents Exile by Sarah Bourne, narrated by Helen Lloyd. 1. Exile. It was a Monday when I first came to this place, a week before Christmas. Selling my business and leaving most of my possessions behind, I left my London life, bringing with me a few clothes, some books, writing materials. After 2 days on trains and ferries, I found what I'd been hoping for, a secluded cottage on a hillside, some way from the nearest village. It had belonged to my mother's parents, but when they died, no one took it on, and it was allowed to sit empty in this gaunt landscape. I had just turned 44 years old, and in the last couple of years had managed to break apart a family, lose the man I thought I loved, and leave destruction in my wake. Moving to Yell, this remote Shetland island, was my exile, my sentence. The wind blustered from the south, which I would learn meant warmer weather. But that day there was no warmth to be had. Squalling rain worked its way through my clothes and dripped down my neck. The driver unloaded my suitcase and the food I had bought at the local shop. I had told the shopkeeper I needed to recuperate from an illness and required absolute quiet. She had looked me up and down as if trying to find any trace of this malady, and then nodded, one eyebrow raised in a disbelieving arc. Now, shielding his face from the rain, the driver nodded towards the cottage as if to say, "Are you sure you want me to leave you here, all on your own?" Giving him a small smile, I looked around, noting the outhouse to one side, and made my way to the front door, which rattled in the wind. The rough planks from which it had been crafted had shrunk away from each other, leaving gaps for the weather to blow in. When I pushed, it groaned, as if it didn't want to admit anyone after so long. The hinges were stiff from disuse, shedding rust that swirled before sinking to the floor in fine Titian trails as they finally squealed and allowed the door to open. As I entered, the acrid smell of animal urine was so pungent I had to cover my mouth and nose with my sleeve and still didn't want to breathe deeply. The scurrying of tiny feet alerted me to the fact that rodents of some sort had their homes here.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?